Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a young, accomplished entrepreneur from Gurgaon, India, Mr. Rahul Hari. Rahul, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ashutosh.
Rahul is the founder and chief executive officer of Sattva Cart, which is India's only demonstrably profitable online grocery delivery company. So Rahul, my first question to you is, tell me a little bit about your own journey and what led you or what motivated you to start Sattva Cart?
Sure. So I had a very humble kind of beginning. My father was in a government job. His father was a lowly clerk in one of the courts in a small town called Muradabad. So my father faced financial issues while he was growing up. While we were growing up, my father ensured that we were aware of the hardships that come when you do not have enough money with you. So he never compromised on our education. He didn't look twice on the financial aspects. And so I was a computer science geek while growing up. Was one of those guys who would bunk classes to write code or play computer games. After that, I went to IIT BHU, was fortunate enough to get into computer science engineering. Did quite a lot of things, did a small startup with a couple of my friends at that point as well, where we used to do robotics workshops for various engineering colleges in the north of the country. Worked for some time on the Linux kernel as well. My code exists on the Linux kernel. Hypothesis initially was that I have to go into PhD. So all my education, everything else was internship, etc., were around research. But then I joined a company called NetApp. It was into operating systems design development. Did that for 3 years. Then the Lehman crash happened. And I went to do an MBA in finance from Queen's University in Canada. Around similar time frame, I got my first hands on trading on S&P 500. Came back to India, joined a securities company called O3 Capital for setting up their algorithmic trading desk. Did index arbitrage, cash futures arbitrage. Did a lot of those things at a microseconds level. But then I realized that these things I could do with my own money. And I was looking for iBanking, PVC kind of jobs when I stumbled upon a position with ClearTrip. They were going to head out for an IPO at that point in time. Was fortunate enough to get in corporate strategy team. Followed by that, a couple of years I did consulting. But there was always a thought that we should, I per se should have enough wealth to not have to think twice before making a spend. And that too when spends, we're not talking about ultra lavish luxury, but for basics, you should not struggle.
Right, right.
I did, I was on a continuous lookout on business opportunities. And during one of the interviews I was doing with Snapdeal in the year 2014, it struck me that people were going for electronics, clothes, jewelry. At that point in time, Snapdeal was going to launch toys. And Tony Naveen was the interviewer at that point in time. Tony had sold his company Groupon or something of that sort, some coupon company to Snapdeal. And he had given me a case study around toys. So I realized that people are doing all these things, but nobody was looking at grocery. And upfront at a high level, it looked very easy because everyone was going into a marketplace model and Kirana always existed with the delivery ecosystem. The initial thought was that we should be able to do a good business by just connecting the Kirana stores. And there's a stage in every entrepreneur's life when he gets overwhelmed that, look, I've got the next multi-billion dollar idea. So went through those phases. But while at ClearTrip and EY, I was had been able to build up a skill set around market entry. And my experiences had said that what appears upfront is not necessarily true always. So I did my research, I figured out what works, what does not work, and realized that realized upfront that marketplace model cannot work. I actually also sat at 12 Kirana stores across Delhi and Gurgaon, trying to understand from them how does a Kirana work? Why is it that a Kirana is always profitable? Whereas e-commerce companies are always burning cash. I did a lot of those things, realized there was value, and then eventually jumped into the business.
Fascinating. Fascinating. And, you know, I'm a regular user of Sattva cards. So therefore, I can say definitely that my experience has been always positive in your supplies. But right. Tell me, what qualities do you think have made Sattva Cart the successful last one standing among 900 plus peers in the online grocery business in India?
So see, something that has happened not just with Sattva Cart, but with all successful online groceries across the world. Be it your FreshDirect, be it your Ocado, what happens is when somebody from a particular line of the industry's launch goes, if it's a logistics individual, he thinks this is a logistics problem to solve.
Right.
If it is a technology individual, he thinks this is a technology problem to solve. If it is a retail individual, he thinks it's a retail problem to solve. But the most successful online grocery players across the world have been set up either by investment bankers or consultants. Because what grocery is actually three startups at the same time. And you have to be open to listen to your customers. You have to keep on figuring out what works well, what does not work well. And that too is a geography specific aspect. So a lot of people are not aware of a player called Webvan that started in the year 2000. Raised $1.2 billion around that time frame. Expanded into 26 geographies. Very successful entrepreneur, Alan Borders was his name. Raised capital from Sequoia, SoftBank, Amazon was an investor. Used to do 30-minute deliveries in California. They went down within the first year of business.
I see.
Whereas FreshDirect, which we follow FreshDirect very closely. FreshDirect was set up by a investment banker called Jason Ackerman. He said that, look, I have gone into this business. I don't know what I don't know. I will keep on looking for signals from the business on how I am doing. And the only metric that can tell me that, yes, I am on the right path is profitability.
Right.
Plus, he said, I don't want to be a pan-US player upfront. For me, Queens area of Manhattan is good enough, has enough headroom to grow. Because when I cross one block in Manhattan, I am actually crossing a couple of thousands of households.
Correct.
And once I park my truck underneath a building, 150 odd floor apartments, all I have to do is go up and down. I don't have to spend on deliveries. So it took them 10 years. It was not an easy path for them as well. It took them 10 years. When I started in 2014, Fresh Direct was the third largest online grocer in the US. 3 years back, they sold it out to another international player called Ahold, which eventually also sold it out to someone else. But they were doing around $200 million a year on annual EBIT. So a lot of learnings come in from the history of online grocers, be it Ocado, be it Fresh Direct, be it Webvan. If you look at the various waves grocery has come in India, 2011-12, Big Basket, Local Bunny, a lot of players were trying it around in Bangalore and Mumbai. 2014 end is when the entire hyperlocal bubble came up.
Right.
Players were raising capital left, right, and center. And every 15 days, they were opening up a new geography. And what was happening with Webvan was actually happening in India as well.
Right.
The founders did not have time to check whether the deliveries are actually happening in the right manner or not.
Very interesting.
Is the customer actually happy about the delivery, or is the customer coming to you just because he does not have another option?
Great response. And Rahul, how do you view the concept of controlled serviceable space? And you just told me, give me this one example in New York. But what is its potential to a hyper-local business such as Satwakart?
So see, this was told to me by one of my mentors, Ujjana. He runs he's a serial entrepreneur, comes from 79 class of BHU. While I was struggling with the strategy in 2015, he mentioned that, look, you should look at Subway. Subway as a business had once gone bankrupt. So the founder, what he did was, he said, I'll shut down everything and move to one store. And from that one store, I will grow further. When you control the serviceable area, it is not that you control the serviceable area in a blind manner. The control has to be backed by data. Control has to be backed by numbers. In our case, the entire DLF side of the highway in Gurgaon consists of 10 lakh households.
Right.
10 lakh households that on average buy grocery worth 20,000 rupees every month. So every month, the spend on grocery in this area is 2,000 odd crores. Right? Which means, and given the nature of grocery, every week people buy grocery.
Right.
Fruits and vegetables, a lot of people buy every third day. So every week there's an opportunity to get 500 odd crores.
Right.
So if you cannot make a business profitable in 500 odd crores, then you're just wasting your time. Right. In the year 2015, when we did our first round of fundraise, we also went into this loophole that keep on discounting and keep on expanding. We expanded Pan Gurgaon.
Right.
But when I was sitting with my advisory board, everybody said that, look, your cost can never match your margins. They just shut down. So at that point in time, a thought came to my mind as well, is how can they say you should shut down? There should be an alternate approach. Let's figure out, if they're saying your cost cannot match your margins, let's figure out how to match those.
Right.
And I realized that if we reduce the service area, if we switch from vans to bikes, we can get the margin to match with the cost.
Okay. Very interesting.
And on the long-term vision as well, if you want to build up a dominoes, where at a 30,000 feet level, you have thousands of individual 3 kilometer clusters delivering 30 pizzas in 30 minutes across the world.
Right.
you need to build that one unit, which when replicated all across the globe can generate that kind of value.
Fascinating, fascinating. And how has your product offering or interaction with customers changed since you started in 2015?
So 2015, when we started, our first question was, who is our core TG, core target audience? And the answer was very simple. Online grocery is for people who do not have the time to buy grocery. And that is also where the keyword Sattva comes in. We'll discuss about it later. And what my initial hypothesis was that as a consultant, an investment banker, I don't care when my deliveries come in. I want my deliveries late night as well. So we started with 4 to 6 delivery slots, 6 to 8, 8 to 10 for our 12 p.m. cutoff. Then we started early morning, late evening deliveries. Then this entire thing happened where the market, the VC funds, PE funds, investors were not willing to back us, saying, look, there's space for only 3 players. First is Local Banya, second is Big Basket. First is Big Basket, second is Local Banya. Third will be one of Pepper Tap or Grofers. And there's no place for anyone else. Grofers is backed by Tiger and SoftBank. SAP Partners and Sequoia are backing Pepper Tap, so there's no room for them. And we realized that the only weakness they have is that they will need to continuously keep raising capital. The day a recession hits, the capital will dry up and they will have to go down.
Right.
The only way to do it is make the business profitable. You might die creating, making the business profitable, but once the business starts generating cash, at that point in time, you can be sure that you do not need funding. And if you do not need funding, you can keep on going for infinite time.
Right.
That is the time when around October, November 2015 is when we launched milk subscriptions. With the hypothesis that if you are as a customer who doesn't have a time to buy grocery, if you're buying your products online and you're buying the same Ashirwad Atta every time, same rice every time, same milk every time, you should not have to buy every time. I as a platform should be aware that this is your consumption rate. And rather than you coming to the platform to buy, I should be the one telling you that, look, your order is going to get over in 2 days.
Right.
Do you want a refill? So we started with subscriptions around that time frame. Fortunately, March is when Pepper Tap shut down. And March 2016 is when Pepper Tap shut down. And March 2016 is when Sattvaka turned profitable at operating level.
Amazing. Amazing. So, you know, when I was reading in about you, I was also fascinated to find that, you know, your team was able to determine some very interesting market decision processes and tools were developed for to understand what can really sell. Tell me a little bit more about some of these.
So we have had a core of these products to sell comes in through our discussions with the customers. I maintain an hour to 2 hour every day to talk to customers. As the scale keeps on growing, I switch from calls to WhatsApp messages.
Right.
Where I have a dashboard that tells me that, look, this is what, these are the people who have placed an order. These are first-time customers. These are long-term loyal customers. These are customers who are coming after a very long time. So I keep talking to them, and a couple of learnings from the competition also help. Based on all those things, we put in systems into place so that the customer can actually, one, tell us what is it that they want. Two, we also keep on looking at the search logs. because that is the beauty of online as compared to offline. When a customer searches for a product, that search gets logged into the system. And we as leadership team can figure out what are the kind of searches that are happening around what time frame. And those searches actually help us a lot in figuring out what to add on.
Okay.
Plus, there's also been a lot of evolution over a period of time. From subscriptions, we moved to fruits and vegetables, which is our core margin driver. Then we realized that gourmet has a lot of value. So we moved towards gourmet. And we are at a point where we don't consider us and Blinkit, Zepto, all these players as a competition. We are going against a nature's basket, a food hall, a modern bazaar, because those are the players that are making money.
Right.
We might not be the largest in terms of the number of transactions. We might not be the largest in terms of GMV. But in terms of actual cash made, we will be the largest.
Very interesting. So Rahul, I have time for only one more question for you. I wish I had much more time to keep on talking. But, you know, I've seen some amazing experience I've had with Satwakart. You know, when tomatoes were high, you were offering great deals. And even now, you pick up one product and offer a great deal on something, and customers tend to get sticky.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to understand that you said that, you know, you have focused more on the DLF side of Gurgaon, and even there within a very small area. I wanted to ask you, what is your methodology or your approach to growth? And what are your plans going forward?
So we recently opened up across Gurgaon.
Okay.
One cluster, we have gone to four clusters, where each cluster has a radius of 5 kilometers. The growth from here, right now we are stuck up on EBIT. We will not go beyond Gurgaon till the business starts generating 1 crore rupees a month on EBIT. The moment that happens, we open up a Mumbai, a Bangalore, a Noida. And through these four clusters, we want to accelerate the growth to generate around 20 crore rupees a month on EBIT in the next 4 years.
Okay.
Once that happens, we take the business through an IPO and gradually head out to build up a Domino's. Because grocery as a product is a very, very lucrative business. At a 30,000 feet level, it appears that there are no barriers to entry. But only people who have been in retail, they understand the kind of barriers that exist. And beauty of the business is that everybody across the world consumes grocery.
Correct. Correct.
If we figured out a platform through which a customer can place an order and a mechanism to do the delivery in a profitable manner, there's nothing that can stop us from becoming a global player.
Very well said. Well said. Well said. Rahul, on that note, I just want to say thank you so much for speaking to me. I think this was quite an incredible conversation about Satwakart, about your own thoughts. I've been a retailer for many, many years, and I completely understand how you work on clusters. I used to call it circles. But I think, you know, as they say, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. And I can say that as a reasonably regular user of Satwakart, I can strongly endorse all your service levels and, you know, parameters that you have set. In fact, more often than not, I have seen you exceed what you commit, and this from a customer's perspective. All the very best, as I will watch you from the outside to get your 1 crore a month, to get your 20 crore a month, to getting your IPO, and hopefully see Satwakart as a global company. Thank you for speaking to me, and good luck.
Thank you, Ashutosh.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.